Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 sound design lesson, we're going to build a sampler-based widening rack that nails that old jungle and early DNB pirate radio feeling. Not just wide, broadcast it. Unstable stereo, hyped presence, grit, a little flutter, and crucially, monosafe low end that still smacks on a big system. By the end, you'll have one instrument rack setup you can throw on break chops, rave stabs, vocals, FX one shots, or even the top layer of a Reese. And you'll have performance macros that you can automate like a DJ riding a dodgy transmitter. Alright, let's build it. First, choose the right source, because this matters more than people admit. Create a MIDI track and load sampler. Then drag in something with mid-range character. A break slice like a snare hit with a hat burst, an old rave stab, a vocal shout, a rewind, an air horn, any of that. The key mindset is this: width lives in the mid-range and the top. If your source is mostly sub, there's nothing to spread. It'll just disappear when you mono check. In sampler, keep it raw. Sampler doesn't warp like audio clips anyway, so just treat it like a straight playback instrument. Set voices based on the material. One voice for a clean one shot, or maybe 2 to 6 if it's a stab or vocal that can overlap. If you're using a break hit, give the volume envelope a short release, like 10 to 60 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks and make it feel finished. Now the actual pirate width engine. After sampler, drop in an audio effect rack. This is where the magic happens. Inside the rack, create 3 chains and name them: low, mono, mid, spread, air, wide or hiss. Before we do anything stereo, we're going to band split properly. This is what keeps it exciting but controlled. On each chain, put EQ 8 first. Use it as a filter, not as a tone EQ yet. On the low chain, set a low pass at 120 Hz, steep slope, like 24 dB per octave, optional. Add a high pass around 20 to 30 Hz to kill rumble you don't need. On the mid chain, high pass at 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave, and then low pass somewhere between about 4.5 and 7 kHz. Where you put that top cutoff is a vibe choice. Lower feels darker and more dubplate. Higher feels more modern and edgy, but can get harsh fast. On the air chain, high pass at around 6 to 8 kHz, steep slope, 24 dB per octave. This chain is for fizz, presence, and that broadcast chain. Quick coaching note here, the reason this works is you're deciding, on purpose, what gets to be wide. Low stays centered so the club translation is solid. Mid carries the identity, so you can add controlled stereo interest. Air sells the illusion of space, transmission, and excitement. Now let's build the low chain. On low, mono, drop utility, set width to 0%. Hard mono, no debate. If you like using bass mono, you can set that around 120 Hz too, but honestly, if width is at 0 for the whole chain, it's already anchored. After that, add saturator, soft clip on, drive somewhere around 1 to 4 dB. Keep it subtle. You're aiming for density and confidence, not fuzzy bass. Optional, but really useful. Add a compressor or glue compressor. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't crush the transient. Release auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're just stabilizing, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Think broadcast leveling, not pumping effect. Cool. That's your mono anchor. Now the mid-chain. The pirate stereo zone. This is where people overdo it. We're going to be smart and musical. First, chorus ensemble. Start in chorus mode. Ensemble is thicker and hazier, but it can also get out of control faster. Rate around 0.15 to 0.45 Hz. Slow. Depth or amount around 10 to 25%. Mix about 15 to 35%. The goal is not to hear chorus. The goal is that the midrange starts to feel like it's coming out of 2 mismatched speakers in a back room rave. Next, auto pan. And yes, on mids, carefully. Set phase to 180 degrees so it creates stereo movement rather than obvious left-right volume wobble. Rate super slow. 0.05 to 0.20 Hz. Amount 10 to 25%. Shape. Sign. This is the station drift. It should feel alive, not distracting. Then add utility. Set width somewhere like 120 to 160%. This is where you start to get that spread. But remember, utility width is basically a mid-side balance. The more you push it, the more you're betting on the side channel surviving mono. A great mental test is this. If you remove the side channel, would it still feel like the same sound, just smaller? That's the sweet spot. Optional grid in the mid-chain. Redux. Downsample around 2 to 6 for subtle texture. Try to keep bit reduction at 0 or extremely light, because Bitcrush gets harsh fast, dry slash wet around 5 to 15%. And here's the teacher tip. Pirate Radio Grid is better when it's a few gentle drive points stacked, rather than one plugin going nuclear. We'll do a bit in each band so it feels like encoding and hardware, not like a single distortion effect. Now the air chain, wide fizz plus broadcast chain. First, auto filter. Set it to a high pass 12 dB slope. Frequency around 7 to 10 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add a touch of drive if you need more presence. Then add saturator or overdrive. If saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If overdrive, aim the tone around 6 to 8 kHz for bite. This is where your radio gets its bite, but keep it controlled. Air can turn into painful glass real quick. Then utility, width 160 to 200%. This is your widescreen hiss zone. Optional, for radio flutter, add phaser flanger at the end of the air chain. Keep it extremely subtle. Rate around 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. Feedback 5 to 15%. Dry slash wet 5 to 12%. And a big pro move. Don't leave this on all the time. Automate it as a transition texture. Have a bar of interference into a fill. Then kill it right on the one. That's how it reads like transmission problems, not like you put a phaser on your whole life. Now, if you want to actual air, don't fake it with just EQ. Layer it. You can add a noise layer in sampler, or even a second sampler chain, then high-tass it, distort it gently, and keep it quiet. Even better, make the hiss follow the groove. Gate it or sidechain compress it from the break so it breathes rhythmically. That turns hiss into air pressure, not a constant blanket. Now let's set up performance macros, because this rack should be playable, not just set and forget. Create 8 macros and map them. Macro 1. Pirate width. Map it to the mid utility width, maybe from 100 up to 160. Map it to the air utility width, maybe from 120 up to 200. Do not touch the low chain. Low stays mono, always. Macro 2. Air level. Map the air chain volume. This is one of the most musical controls you'll have. Air level is basically excitement, so ride it like a DJ. Macro 3. Mid motion. Map the auto pan amount in the mid chain. Optionally map a little bit of chorus mix too, but keep the range safe. Macro 4. Grit. Map redux dry slash wet in the mid chain. And map a small range of saturation drive in the air chain. Small range. You want broadcast dirt, not brittle fizz. Macro 5. Band focus. Map the mid EQ low pass from about 4.5 kHz up to 7 kHz. Map the air filter frequency from around 7 kHz up to 10 kHz. This is your where is the broadcast living control. Macro 6. Mono safe. Map the mid utility width, so it can drop back toward 100%. And you can also map DAL modulation mix a bit if you want the ultimate safety switch. This is your quick club check. Breakdown mode, or this system is scary button. Macro 7. Clip or pump. Map a tiny bit more drive on the low saturator and slash where the glue threshold. Tiny range. You're building performance safe macros, not self-destruct buttons. Macro 8. Pirate fade. Map the rack output gain, or a post-rack utility gain, so you can do quick drops and cuts. Now, quick workflow advice. Constrain your macro ranges. Advanced racks fail, because one macro jump turns your mix into phase roulette. Set safe extreme so you can automate aggressively without babysitting. Alright, let's use it like a jungle producer. The classic move is expand then collapse, but it has to be timed right. Don't widen on the downbeat, widen into the downbeat, like the last eighth note or last quarter note of the bar, and then snap back tight right on the one. That moment, where the stereo chaos collapses into a centered punch makes the drop feel heavier. Try this on a break fill. In the last half bar before the drop, automate pirate width up, air level up a touch, mid motion up a touch. Then on the downbeat, instantly reset to tighter width and lower motion. It'll feel like the station is overloading, then the system locks back in and slams. For call and response stabs, keep the main stab tighter and only widen the answer stab, maybe only on bar 4 or bar 8. It creates arrangement contrast without adding new sounds. For vocals, keep the main vocal fairly centered. Then push pirate width and grit on ad-lib so it feels like the MC is stepping away from the mic and shouting into the room. For respace, put this rack only on the top layer. High pass that layer so the teeth get wide, while the sub stays pinned in the center. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, widening the low end. If your bass vanishes in mono, you widened lows somewhere. Keep the low chain mono, and don't sneak ha's or chorus below 150 to 200 Hz. Second, too much chorus on transients. If your snare loses crack, reduce modulation depth or mix before you reduce width. Most mono collapse is modulation phase smear, not the width knob itself. Third, overbright air. Wide highs get harsh fast. Treat the air chain like seasoning. You want on air, not ice pick. Fourth, ignoring mono checks. Do a fast, brutal test. Set it where it feels exciting. Toggle mono. Toggle back. If mono loses attack, fix modulation first. Then width. Now a 15-minute practice routine to lock it in. Load a classic break. Amen. Think. Hot pants style. Slice a snare plus hat burst into sampler. Build the 3-band rack. Make an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 to 4. Pirate width around 110%. Air level low. Bars 5 to 7. Slowly increase mid motion and grit. Bar 8. Push pirate width and air level for the fill. Then on bar 9. Hard reset to tighter settings. Now export it twice. Once normal stereo. Once with a utility on the master set to width 0. Forced mono. If the snare turns to paper in mono, back off chorus mix or mid width. If hats vanish, reduce facer, reduce air width, or lower the air chain level. Your goal is specific. It should feel like it's blasting out of a dodgy transmitter, but it should still hit in mono like you meant it. One last advanced idea before we wrap. If you want extra realism, split the mid chain into two lanes, a stable mid and a drift mid. Stable mid is tiny chorus and mostly stack width. Drift mid is slow auto pan and subtle facer, but lower in volume. Then macro crossfade between them. That gives you broadcast wandering without living in permanent phase chaos.